Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2625. 5 Tips for Saving on Groceries and Staying on Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Tips for Saving on Groceries and Staying on Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. Market prices are soaring across the board as consumers face the highest inflation rates in decades. Food prices are no exception. With the grocery bill being one of the most significant monthly expenses for some families, budgeting and finding ways to save on food has never been more critical. Planning a food budget may require a shift in shopping and even eating habits to help tame that grocery bill. The following are some tips to implement some money-saving strategies so consumers can reduce their grocery bill anxiety. Number 1, plan your budget. Every budget setting process starts with calculating monthly fixed, variable, and discretionary expenses. Food purchases are variable, so it isn't always simple to pinpoint the exact amount spent on groceries regularly. Extra food purchased for a dinner party or a meal requiring unique ingredients can cause one month to be higher than another. It's best to save the grocery store receipts and calculate an average. Knowing the amount of money available to spend on groceries can help families adjust some habits, such as shopping at different stores, considering substitute food items and brands, and other alternatives. Number 2, plan your meals. Many health professionals are encouraging families to consider meal planning. Meal planning has many benefits, and saving money on grocery bills is at the top of the list. Undoubtedly, meal planning requires some time and effort every week. It certainly isn't easy deciding what the family might want to eat on Friday when it's only Sunday. However, once it becomes a habit, shoppers will appreciate how a more targeted grocery list will save them time, money, and the stress of deciding what meals to make on the fly while in the store. Also, meal planning couldn't be easier with so many available free resources. Although it can be overwhelming with all the options, searching online for different meals and recipes will save time and effort. It's especially great when searching for recipes with particular ingredients or a special diet. It's best to try a few different meals from a handful of websites to begin. If the meals were a hit, continue to follow those particular websites or food bloggers for more recipes. Keep the tried and tested ones on a weekly or bi-weekly rotation. Number 3, check your food stock at home. It's not uncommon to find a food item at the back of the pantry or cupboard that we didn't realize was still there. The same thing likely rings true for items at the back of the freezer. Before finalizing meal plans and grocery lists, check out the food items already at home. Doing this will help reduce waste and avoid duplicate purchases and help people get the pantry and freezer organized and cleared out before restocking. Number 4, consider substitutions. Using substitute items can result in cost savings without sacrificing the quality or taste of the meal. For example, fruits and vegetables that are not in season tend to be more expensive. Using different vegetables in meals than a recipe calls for usually doesn't compromise the meal. The meal should still taste great as long as the texture is the same. For example, using a different kind of squash than the recipe requires. Consumers can also consider using frozen vegetables instead of fresh ones. Cooking with frozen vegetables can work just as well as fresh. However, the cooking time may need to be longer. Using a different brand of product is also a cost-saving option. Consumers can compare the ingredients, but in many cases, they're almost identical with just another brand name. Number 5, look for sales. It's time-consuming to go to different stores to buy a few items on sale. Unless it's worth stocking up on an item at one store, it may not be sustainable to grocery store hop like that. Grocery shoppers should find a store that price matches items. Shoppers can either bring the flyer that shows the sale item or show the sale item directly from their cell phone. The cashier will then match the sale price of the identical item being purchased. And number 6, use rewards apps and loyalty programs. Money-saving apps are available at every mobile user's fingertips to help save money on groceries. Grocery stores often have loyalty rewards programs. Popular grocery stores like Kroger, Walmart, and Stop & Shop allow shoppers to earn points worth money that shoppers can use towards paying their grocery bills. Another option is to find a credit card that allows shoppers to earn points when they pay for grocery purchases. With grocery bills being a relatively large and reoccurring expense for families, finding a credit card with a good rewards program can help save even hundreds of dollars annually. Summary: staying on budget when grocery shopping isn't easy, especially with soaring food prices. Some tips to save on food purchases include making meal planning a part of a weekly routine before grocery shopping, checking newspaper flyers and online for coupons and sales, and signing up with rewards apps and loyalty programs to earn points and rewards. Shifting shopping habits this way will help shoppers save money on groceries and stay on budget. You just listened to the post titled 5 Tips for Saving on Groceries and Staying on Budget by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Inflation affects all of us. And while none of us are immune to it, I think it's important to remember that you do have some control over your personal rate of inflation. The key to having your personal rate of inflation be lower than everyone else is to have flexibility in what you consume and to not act like a typical consumer. Most people buy stuff when they get bored of their current stuff, not when they have an actual need. So for example, as I write this, I'm looking at a chair in my living room that I bought over a decade ago. It's hard for me to imagine replacing that chair or when it might be so bad at serving its function that it would need to be replaced. Inflation rates are based on the consumption of the average consumer, but you're way more savvy than that. I personally feel inflation most at the grocery store. For example, I only ever used to buy meat if it was on sale for less than $2 per pound. I still stock up on meat at this price, but I've increased my threshold to $3 per pound, and I buy less beef these days. Because I've been willing to consume less beef, the inflated prices on meat in general have less of a negative impact on my bottom line. But that'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.